Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1904, recorded on Thursday, the 28th of April, 2016, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm James McGarry and I'm joined by Dorothy Sneesby.
Thank you, James. We'd like to welcome new listener Joyce Starling of Norwich. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox recordings. As always, we have a selection of new items, two features, one an artist and teacher known as The Professor, and the other about Norwich in the 90s. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Our first news stories include an important heart test for babies, the loss of some radio stations, and a man with some wonderful memorabilia. But first, repairs to a railway bridge.
Network Rail has defended its decision to replace the city railway bridge on the August bank holiday weekend. The work in Long John Hill, which is set to take 3 days, will mean trains cannot run from Norwich to London Liverpool Street while the project is completed. Engineers inspected the bridge built in 1850 in May last year and closed the road underneath it so it could be shored up. A Network Rail spokesman said it was essential to replace the structure and that August the 27th to August the 31st was the least disruptive time to do it. This very old bridge has rapidly deteriorated over the last year. There will be disruption to train services and passengers should check before they travel that weekend. The old bridge will be dismantled brick by brick and removed with a new one built in its place. It is understood that the process has taken so long as engineers had to work on designs for the bridge's reconstruction while the bridge deck replacement was being worked on at a separate site.
Two brothers have been jailed for 30 months after they were convicted of carrying out a raid on a city shop in which £47,000 worth of watches and jewellery were stolen. Mark and John Turner broke into cash converters on St Benedict's using bolt croppers. The pair were stopped near the scene, but let go as there was nothing incriminating found on them. 2 hours later, they returned to the scene to steal the large haul, Norwich Crown Court heard. One acted as a lookout, while the other went into the store to steal the items and broke into cabinets to steal the watches and jewellery. The court heard that none of the stolen items was recovered. Just £600 in cash was found at the flat they shared in Magdalen Close, where they were arrested.
A group of patients and experts have set up a new panel to advise health bosses in Norwich. The new Patient and Community Advisory Group has been created to oversee Norwich Clinical Commissioning Group, CCG's work and decisions about healthcare to the city's residents. It consists of patients, health professionals, and other experts. One such patient is Donald Lane, who was homeless and misused substances for 37 years before being helped to lead a more healthy life by community scheme City Reach. Mr. Lane said, "I joined the group because after I got clean, I wanted to give something back. I would like us to work towards destigmatizing mental health and also bring more awareness to the plight of all who cope with alcohol, a legal destroyer of families." Tracy Williams, chairman of Norwich CCG, said, "Patients and members of the local community are experts by their experiences, as much as clinicians and NHS managers. They know what it's like to receive care in many of our services, which they can put to good use to help inform NHS decision-making. This expert knowledge can ensure that Norwich CCG is engaging with the right people to plan the right healthcare for the residents of Norwich."
A mother whose first daughter died at the age of 6 weeks told of her joy that a pilot program which saved her third child's life would be rolled out across the country's hospitals. Kate Emery and her husband Giles of Sproston were ready to embark on the joys of starting a family when Mrs. Emery gave birth to Freya, a seemingly healthy baby. But after just 6 weeks, their lives were shattered by Freya's death from a congenital heart disease, which did not show up on routine tests. 5 years later, in 2014, their third child, Rose, was born, and doctors gave her a new test at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital as part of a pilot scheme. The test revealed Rose had a similar heart condition to Freya's, and she was rushed to Evelina London Children's Hospital, where surgeons performed open-heart surgery on her. She was just 1 day old at the time. But Rose survived, and the pilot test, pulse oximetry screening, which alerted doctors to her fatal underlying condition, will now be recommended by the National Institute for Clinical Excellence and introduced to hospitals in England. Mrs. Emery added, "Without the test, we would have lost Rose as we did Freya. It's comforting to know that babies will now have the chance that Freya never got."
A restaurant on the outskirts of Norwich, which had to be evacuated following a fire in the kitchen, has reopened after closing temporarily. About 15 members of the public were in the townhouse on Yarmouth Road when a fire broke out in the kitchen of the pub and hotel. Fire crews from Sproston and Earlham attended the incident, with firefighters using main and hose reel jets, thermal image cameras, and a dry powder extinguisher to put out the fire. The townhouse had to close for a time following the fire, but has now reopened.
Shops across the county have been collecting money for the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. The Flag Day collections throughout March raised a total of £1,000.28.26. Roy's in Magdalen Street held 6 collections throughout the month and raised a total of £422. Another Roy's store in Beauthorpe raised £178.38. Tesco in Drayton collected a total of £163.55. And Morrison's in Cromer made £122.24. Buckets were filling up all over the city too. Asda in Norwich made £83.09. Dobby Garden Centre raised £35.69. And Matalin in Norwich collected £23.24.
Hackers have claimed responsibility for taking Norwich's International Airport's website offline. The group, calling itself New World Hackers and claiming to have links with hacking collective Anonymous, posted a tweet stating they had hacked the airport's website. The site was running again less than an hour later. The hackers tweeted the airport, warning it about its website's security. They said, "At Norwich Airport, you must not read emails. It has been 2 days. We will not wait another. Fix your site security or we will fix it for you." A spokesman for Norwich Airport said, "We can confirm that our website was down for a short while and we are now investigating why." The website was hacked before in November 2015 and was down for several days. At the time, the airport said it had made changes to its cybersecurity to prevent further attacks.
Radio listeners across the region have lost access to 3 national radio stations and will miss out on 15 others after they were moved on to a new digital radio frequency. Planet Rock, Absolute 80s and Premier Christian Radio were moved across to the new digital frequency, which cannot be received in most parts of East Anglia. 12 new stations, previously unavailable on digital radio, are also on the new frequency. The move has met with disappointment from listeners, with many now unable to access their favourite radio stations via their digital radio.
If you strolled past her in the woods, she might not stand out as anything special. But while unassuming in appearance, this mature ash tree, nicknamed Betty, is offering a lifeline for forests all over the country – and are battling to the aggressive and often fatal ash dieback disease. Scientists have discovered the tree in Ashwellthorpe Wood has a strong tolerance to the disease despite being surrounded by it. Betty's makeup will enable scientists to tell whether other trees are likely to be tolerant or not before signs of the disease, which is carried in the air via spores, begin. And their findings could lead to selective breeding to develop tolerant strains. Scientists, including Dr. Anne Edwards, a research scientist at the John Innes Centre, hope it will give ash breeders a platform to build up a stock of trees to replace ones that will die. Allowing natural selection to do its job would take hundreds of years, but this will allow action to be taken quicker. It is an important step because now we not only know what we are looking for, but how, and now we have the tools to find it.
He might have struck in the dead of night, but a burglar who targeted a Norwich estate agent appears to have bitten off more than he could chew, after the long arm of the paw caught up with him. Eagle-eyed members of the public spotted the break-in at Leaders in St. George's Street and called police, who sent in the police dog unit to try to sniff out the raider. The intervention of police dog Jensen and his handler PC Leo Blythe led to the burglar being arrested during the break-in at the estate agents close to the doghouse pub. PC Blythe said, "This is an excellent result, which shows the importance of our specialist units."
A Norwich hotel, which claims to be the oldest in the country, is celebrating after being awarded two prestigious rosettes for its food. The Maid's Head Hotel on Tombland racked up its second AA rosette for its wine press restaurant after an unannounced inspection. Meanwhile, its overall four-star merit score, which covers areas including service and bedrooms, increased from 78% last year to 81% this year. Christine Malcolm, General Manager, said, "We are thrilled with the award of a second AA rosette for our restaurant." Head chef Martin Magic Pomierny and his brigade, supported by food services manager Catherine Reinhardt and her team, work very hard to design and deliver exciting seasonally changing menus using the best of local and regional produce. The AA say that just 10% of restaurants across the UK are of a standard which is worthy of one rosette or above.
A retired police officer believes his private collection of Norwich City memorabilia could be one of the biggest out there. Derek Louch, who lives to the north of Norwich, owns more than 4,000 matchday programmes, 70 handbooks and hundreds of other items produced by the club over the decades. The 66-year-old's stash dates back to the early 1900s and gives a rare insight into the club's early years. Mr. Louch started collecting City memorabilia after going to watch them play against Sunderland when he was just 14. "I got a programme from that game, and it just started from there. I'm a natural-born collector, and once I start on something, I just can't stop." Mr. Louch's collection includes programmes from first, reserve and youth team games, old photographs, postcards and badges. He also owns almost all of the club's annual handbooks, with the earliest dating back to the 1906-07 season, when Norwich was still playing at Newmarket Road. He added, "I suppose it is one of the bigger collections, and there is some stuff I know that some people have not got, and I will never get. But that is because I started before the rush, when collecting them became popular." The handbook from 1906-07 is probably the most interesting item, simply because it is the oldest one, and that was the club's second professional season. Mr. Louch said he had been able to source the items from contacts and other collectors who were selling them. With such a vast insight into the club's history, Mr. Louch said he had noticed a recurring theme over the years. "I think the biggest problem is that Norwich has been a selling club and any time we had someone good, we would sell them, he said. That is the one common theme.